Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
And all the lights that lead us there are blinding. There are many things that I would like to say to you, but I don't know how. Because maybe you're gonna be the one that saves me. And after all, you're my wonderwall.
Oasis there, 1995, with Wonderwall, and the Gallagher brothers will be playing Croke Park on the 16th and 17th of August in what will surely be one of the biggest big gigs of the year. So here to preview that and all of the other big ones happening in 2025, if Simon Marr, who's founder of 8radio.com. Hello, Simon.
Morning, Claire.
Big year for gigs
it
again.
It is. I think we've a renewed appreciation for big live outdoor gigs in the post-COVID era. Because they had really, really built up, and then suddenly you couldn't have them anymore. Mm-hmm. And then I think that's sort of first summer when gigs came back, when outdoor gigs came back, people remembered what it was they loved about them. And it, I think, has shifted more tickets than any lineup ever will.
But it's also the way the world has gone now with streaming, and you know, the record sales aren't there. So the artists are doing these really big, spectacular gigs all over the world, and we get to go and spend loads of money on the tickets.
And we do. And that's the thing. And we have, and this is something I was talking to somebody about a while ago, is that it's that idea that you're going to some of these gigs as a social event just as much as a music event now. Mm-hmm. So they're able to sell tickets on the basis of that. Of all of the stuff, the streaming and the Spotify's and the margins and everything is in there. But there are people who say, well, I need to make sure that I've been to 3, 4, 5, half a dozen gigs over somewhere as well.
I was talking to you there when you came in during the ad break about how hard it is to get tickets. Like, I was trying to get Dua Lipa tickets as a Christmas present for somebody, and they're just impossible to get them. I mean, we queued for 2 hours on the system and then it didn't happen. So you're going to have to buy them then if you really want to go at a premium from somebody else.
That's it. And there is a huge, huge market for that now. And you'll see that's why the likes of the big ticket sellers have gone in for that resale market as well, because the demand is there and people will feel, if I don't go to this, then I'm definitely missing out on something, and will pay. And I've done it myself. I have paid through the nose for tickets, you know, for things that had I been more organised, I probably would have got at the start. But even outside that, it's because such hype builds up around them. And Oasis, as the first gig that we mentioned, is a prime example of that.
I think even if you're organised, you know, there's a very slim chance that you're going to get it.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, supply and demand, yeah.
So do you expect and agree then that Oasis will be the big one of 2025?
Probably the biggest. Yeah, probably the biggest one. And probably if they went ahead, let's hypothetically speaking, they went ahead and they said they were going to play the 18th and the 19th as well, they would probably sell out in a fraction of time as well. So there's some huge, huge gigs this summer, but Oasis are probably the biggest draw.
Okay, Billie Eilish then is playing the Three Arena in Dublin on the 26th of July and the 27th as well. We'll have a quick listen to Birds of a Feather. Makes me want to go. Makes me want to go.
Yeah, absolutely. And Billie Eilish is amazing. And it's a huge draw at this stage. And the only surprise is that it's two nights in the Three Arena, which I think is 14,500, so maybe a night. So that's 30,000 total.
Yeah.
You know, I would have thought that Billie Eilish is at the point now, where she could sell out an Aviva or she could sell out a Croke Park.
Absolutely. But see, sometimes these people are booked at a point where they mightn't have reached that peak moment.
Or even the tour that they're on, the show that they're bringing with them is a five truck show, you know, which fits the Three Arena perfectly, but wouldn't be a big enough show for Croke Park or the Aviva.
So what we're saying is, if you have Billie Eilish tickets, you're really lucky.
You are very, very, very lucky. Yeah, and she's a brilliant live performer. And like when you think 10 years, it's 10 years since she played her first gigs here. 10 years since she really appeared on the scene. Like, you know, she's a huge act. And I think even though it's a big arena, it's the last chance you get to see her play in an arena of only 15,000 people.
Now, another perhaps cohort of people now we're appealing to with 1980s legends, the Human League, playing the Collins Barracks on the 22nd of August.
Don't you want me? You know I don't believe you when you say that you don't need me. It's what you let to find. If you think you change your mind, you better change it back or we will both be sorry. Don't you want me, baby? Don't you want me?
Yeah, that makes me want to go to that as well. And it reminds me of watching The Rivals.
Well, when you think that was 1981, that was the Christmas number one, or this time, so 1982, this week in 1982, that song was number one, you know, and it's still, and it's as a band they've managed, they formed in Sheffield, 1977, the start of all that sort of Synth Britannia stuff and them and Heaven 17, and, you know, even around this is the New Order times, all of that. When they had all started. But the Human League have persisted and have been there. And they know again, you know, they're like big bands like Duran Duran, who know to put on a show, exactly as you said at the start. This is where you make your living.
Yeah.
You go around
and
you do
the
shows.
And there's a huge market for the nostalgia.
Oh, Heritage is massive. Mm. You know, is that people will go, they'll go to the gigs, they'll go to them regularly, and they will pay a premium for those tickets.
Yeah.
You know, they will absolutely do that because this is one of their big events of the year. And I will absolutely be at the Human League.
You'll be there.
Oh, completely. I can't do the hair thing, but I will. But everything else, I will be there. And they really, really are such a great live band as well.
You're just a dream for the marketers. Now you're overpaying for your tickets. You want to go to everything, the new acts, the nostalgia acts, and everything.
Oh, I am the suggestible type.
Oh, 100%.
When it comes to this, but they're in Collins Barracks in August.
So now we're going to June, the 29th of June, and another heritage act, if you like. This is the 90s grunge icon Alanis Morissette. Here's her biggest hit.
It's like rain.
She seems like a baby, really, in comparison to the League, right?
Yeah, well, I was putting all this stuff together, I was researching it up and I discovered that when Dare came out, so when Don't You Want Me Baby came out, she was 7.
Yeah.
You know, but 12 years later, she was selling an album that has sold 30 million copies since. You know, so as pretty much as a baby, she managed to sell of that album of Jagged Little Pill, I think, 33 million copies.
Gosh,
it sold
gosh,
since. Yeah. She's now in her early 50s. And is still belting them out. It's still, you know, she is really, really good live performer. Manages to get people. She had two huge albums. One which was called Supposed Former Infatuation Junkie that she toured last year. And now she's doing a thing that a huge amount of acts are doing now is they're touring an album. So she's touring Jagged Little Pill because it's its 30th anniversary now in 2025. So that's what you do. You pick your album and you say, right, I'm going to do that album from start to finish.
Mm-hmm. You'll be there with that, will you, as well?
I suspect so, yes. No, I do. I love Alanis.
No money for holidays in Simon's life this year. He's going to be very busy. Now, Robbie Williams, Croke Park on the 23rd of August. Let's have a listen to Robbie.
I'm loving angels instead.
My two younger sisters, Anne and Eileen, went to see him in Slane, and they still talk about how magnificent that gig was.
That's the thing. He is a showman, you know, and that's the even outside of everything else. Now, he came through the whole Take That thing, but he appeared out of it as a showman, and people wanted to go and see. And in this era of the big show, people want to go and see a showman or a showwoman, you know. It has to be something that's good. It's that Being on stage is great, and even having good songs is great, but if you can't put on a show with it, people go to be absolutely entertained as much as anything else, and people want to go to be in the company of, to hang out with Robbie Williams for 3 hours.
Yeah, and I've been listening to him recently. He's been in a couple of documentaries. I've listened to him on a couple of podcasts, and the older, more mature Robbie Williams, he's still a whole lot of fun, but he's also really interesting.
He is.
You know, he's got a great backstory.
Yeah, that's the thing, and he does have a story, and he's got a great way of telling that.
Absolutely.
Well. And I think that's what you have to be able to do, because he lost his way musically quite some time ago.
Yeah.
And people started to just kind of forget about him and forget about what he was doing. But then he sort of came back with, I have this sort of
right.
more mature man shtick.
It's the way he tells it. And he's so open about it as well. And the rivalries and the drugs and the drinking and all. He tells it all. And it's just fascinating. As you say, a great showman as well. So that'll be one on the 23rd of August that people will enjoy, if that's what you're into. So the Irish band Fontaines D.C., one of the biggest bands around at the moment. Louise was here with us. Louise Duffy absolutely loves them. They're playing the All Together Now Festival in Waterford, which starts on the 31st of July. We'll have a listen to their single Starburster first. I want to chop it a gag if it's a bottle of bag. I want to strike the sack. I need to fend from it. I want a shot in the dag. I want to make a mac. I want to live the yak. I call the ends on it. I want to take the truth without a lens on it. When God given insanity, it depends on it. How I feel. So they've been around for a long time.
They have. They've been an overnight success that's taken them 10 years.
Yeah.
You know, that's
the way it should be, though.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. That's how it is. And they, look, they have built themselves up and they formed 2014. They released a couple of really sort of well-regarded EPs. Then they signed to Partisan, released Doggerel, which is their debut album. And I suppose a bunch of people who like rock music heard them and went, oh, this is something special.
Mm-hmm.
This is something very, very different. And they really started to hone their live gig. But it's really only since they released Romance, which is their most recent album last year, that suddenly they went worldwide. Suddenly you're looking at the American late night talk shows and there's Fontaines
DC. Oh, you love
DC.
To see it, don't you?
Oh, it's brilliant. No, it's great. It's great to see. And they are so good. And they are still producing material that's so original. They're in that. They're in peak time. And so many bands, unfortunately for them, what happens is they really get to their peak, but they don't. It doesn't meet their commercial peak at all.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that by the time people have heard of them, they're almost on the slope back down again. Whereas Fontaines have managed to get to that point where now everybody knows about them and they're releasing music of a really, really high quality.
So people will be flocking to the All Together Now Festival in Waterford.
Oh,
to
absolutely,
see them.
Absolutely,
and, the,
and again,
the stars of the show.
This sort of a band, like having seen the two gigs that they played in December. They could play a huge stadium gig now in 2025 if they want to, and perhaps 2026. That's the next step for them.
David Gray?
David, everybody's a copy of White Ladder in their house.
No, you're right.
I defy anybody to find them, to find the one that's not there. And everybody's probably been to a David Gray gig at some stage.
And if you haven't, you can go and see him at the Three Arena on the 2nd of May. Here's This Year's Love from White Ladder.
This year's love, it did a lot. It's high time. I've been waiting on my own too long.
Stop texting us if you don't have a copy of White Ladder. It's okay. It's just something we said.
Just trust me. You can go and you'll find one. Even if you think you don't, it's there. And it's brilliant because at the time, and it's another great rock and roll story, he'd been through the major label thing. It really hadn't worked out for him. He had sat down to write White Ladder, didn't have the major label backing. There was a sort of few bits of technology that he had around him. And he said, right, let's try this sound. And he sat down with his bandmates and they put White Ladder together. And suddenly it was like, hit on something. Absolutely have found something here, and it was absolutely huge.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
that's how the magic happens.
It is, absolutely. And 30 years later, he's still producing again, still producing really good music, but people will go and will go, oh, he's going to do Babylon. This is going to be great.
Let's have a listen to this now.
Oh my God.
La Lana Del Rey playing the Aviva Stadium on the 30th of June. That was Summertime Sadness. That'll be another big
one, right?
Absolutely,
absolutely. And she's probably one of the slightly less high-profile acts. So when people saw that Lana Del Rey was doing a bunch of gigs in huge stadiums, she's doing Wembley, I think she's doing Hampden Park in Scotland, she's doing the Millennium Stadium in Wales, and people thought, wow, for one person to be doing those sort of style and those size of gigs. But the people who like Lana Del Rey absolutely love her.
And she's an incredible performer with this instrument of her voice.
A great, great presence that you will have. And what will happen is that an awful lot of people who are going to the Dublin gig will also go to one of the UK gigs as well.
Right.
You know, because
twice.
It's that whole, and it's the brilliant thing about live music. It's that sort of collegiate thing where you're in a big field or a big stadium or a tiny room or whatever it is, but with a bunch of people who love the same thing that you do.
Let's have a little blast from the past now. Here's Stereophonics. So they've got three gigs coming up this summer. Will you run us through the other ones that you feel people should have on their list?
Iron Maiden. If you're a fan of metal, you got to go and see Iron Maiden. So Iron Maiden have been around for 50 years. Nicko McBrain, who was famously pretty much there from the start, has retired. So they have a new drummer who's come in for him. But it's going to be for metal fans everywhere. Casual people will not go to an Iron Maiden gig, but people who love metal will flock to Malahide Castle for Iron Maiden. Dua Lipa, you mentioned as well, is the, I suppose, the other big gig in the Aviva as well. Headlined Glastonbury last year. Again, massive act. It's going to be a really good show. The Corrs are still knocking about, and one of those bands, one of the few Irish bands that have made it pretty much on every continent in the world. Mm-hmm. We've a number of bands who are big in either Europe or Europe and America.
Corrs are huge.
Yeah, but they are massive. Worldwide huge. And I wanted to give a mention to Amble as well, who are another band who've really come to prominence in the last year or two, really. But the only gig you can get tickets for that they're doing this year is in CHSQ in Belfast at the end of August as well. But that's going to be another big gig, and I would see them next year playing a huge stage.
Okay, so
huge
that's the secret tip. And there's a couple then that you haven't announced, but you expect they might.
Definitely. On tour is going to be Rihanna. So Rihanna has to play somewhere, and it's going to have to be big as well. Neil Young has got his on again relationship with Glastonbury that he's now forgiven them. And of course, The Cure are going to be on tour as well. And that's where I'll be spending yet more of my holiday money.
Simon, thank you so much.
Thank
that was
you.
Great. Simon Marr there. We'll take a break.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.